You are tuned into FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ community music. That was Phil Wickham, Homesick for Heaven. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday, 7:19 on the clock. You're hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Good morning. Weather-wise, today looking sunny with a high of 56. Tonight, seeing scattered showers, low of 43. And your winning Wednesday, morning showers, mostly cloudy the rest of the day, high of 64. Right now, 30 degrees here in Mannheim.
This morning, we welcome back our very special guest. She's a middle school and high school math teacher and assistant director for the musical at Lititz Christian School. It's Erica Lawson. Erica, good morning once again.
Good morning.
So tell us what it's like being a math teacher at Lititz Christian.
Well, being a math teacher at Lititz Christian is amazing. I get to interact with both middle school and high school students. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, math is not everyone's favorite subject.
Right.
But I get the opportunity to show kids that even though it might not be their favorite, it's something that they are capable of doing and that they actually really have the ability to learn and understand math.
That's fantastic. You come from multiple very unique perspectives. One of those being you're an alumni of Lititz Christian
yes.
School. What's that like?
So I love Lititz Christian. I think that's pretty apparent. As an alumni, the school has meant so much to me. And so I wanted to come and give back to the school that has given so much to me and making who I am today. And also I'm not just an alumni, but I'm also a parent too yeah. and a teacher. So I'm truly all in at Lititz Christian.
Well, that's another perspective. And that was very unique. You know, you go to a public school and maybe one per class would have a parent that teaches or is at least involved in that school. That's something that sets Lititz Christian apart is that family orientation. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we are a very built on family and community. Anytime people come visit our school, that is really evident to them that we are so family friendly. There are so many teachers that have also their kiddos there as students. And it's something that's very special about our school.
That's fantastic. You know, you're a parent, you're a teacher, and you're an assistant musical director. And we were talking off air, your husband also coaches basketball for the
yes.
middle school?
Yes, he's our middle school boys basketball coach.
That's fantastic. Do you yeah. see that often, that parents are involved in a lot of
yes.
things outside of school?
I think we've got a lot of parent involvement and parents who want to be a part of our programming and what we've got to offer and want to be involved with their children, which is awesome.
That's amazing. You have parents that are involved in the upcoming production of Finding Nemo Jr.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the production.
So we have a K-12 musical production of Finding Nemo Jr. based off of the Disney classic Finding Nemo. And there are 50 plus cast and crew involved with this show. It's a very big show. So yes, we've got a lot of parent involvement with backstage.
So visually, this must be an incredible show. Can you talk to us a little bit about what people are going to see
yes.
when they come see the show?
So you're going to see a lot of color because we are portraying these amazing fish under the sea. We have so many different characters. You're going to see some really cool turtles with, like, they actually have got little shells on their backs and they're just chilling. You've got tap dancing sharks. We've also have a jellyfish scene where they have umbrellas that glow in the dark. The stage, we've got coral. It's just going to be a very colorful show is the best word I can use to describe it.
That's amazing. And it's a 1 hour runtime, which is fantastic for families who are on the go. It seems like it's a show for everyone. I want to come back to tap dancing sharks. Tell us a little bit about the rehearsal process to get them in sync.
Yeah. So some of these kiddos, we've got elementary and middle school kiddos in this song. And some of these kids are learning tap dance for the first time. And so first rehearsal, we actually brought in, we talked about the bringing in high school students. We had a high school student who has been tap dancing for a very long time. She actually did the choreography for the tap dance and came in and taught it to our kiddos.
Wow.
And even just taught them some warm-up things and certain steps to, like, get them used to it. And then, you know, just working on the steps with them.
That's really cool. What a great microcosm of Lititz Christian
yes.
right there is, you know, a high schooler coming back and helping the little ones. I love that you're all in one building, and I love that there's so much community there as well. One of the cool things about the story of Nemo is the parallel to God's love, the pursuit of his children, sort of this mm-hmm. prodigal son story. Can you talk to us a little bit about that connection?
Yeah. So we actually asked the students how they have seen God in this production. And so many of them, that was their response, is that, you know, Nemo, like the prodigal son and like all of us, you know, sins and goes against his father and then gets trapped, right? And he gets taken away from home. And the father, Marlin, pursues his kid just without any thought or care for himself. He's going to do anything to find his son. Mm. And that's just like God is towards us. And I just think that's such a beautiful reminder, even from a Disney show.
Yeah. How cool is that? If folks want to get tickets and more information, is there a good website that they can visit?
Yes. LittittsChristian.net/events is where you can purchase tickets for the show.
And where's the show happening?
It will be at Warwick Middle School. It's 401 Maple Street.
Okay. Warwick Middle School is the place, and it looks like April 24th and 25th.
Yes.
That's this weekend.
Yes, this weekend.
That's
Friday,
really
Saturday
exciting.
At 6:30.
Awesome. Warwick Middle School is the place. April 24th and 25th is the date. You can get tickets and information online, LittittsChristian.net/events. The other thing that Littitts Christian is very excited about is the fact that enrollment is now open. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes. So we are currently in open enrollment at Littitts Christian School, and we would like to invite families to come in for a tour and experience our community firsthand. It is a place where students are truly known, loved, and supported. And you can learn more or schedule a tour by visiting, again, our website, littittschristian.net.
Awesome. If you want tickets, information, or information about open enrollment, visit them online, littittschristian.net. Erica, it was great talking to you. Thank you so much
Thank
for being
you
here.
For having me.
Absolutely. Have a great rest of your day. We are diving right back into the music with Chris Tomlin. Here's Jesus, FM 90.3, WJTO. Good morning.